proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue with our series about the elderly champions of the Old Testament, focusing our attention on the life of Joshua, son of Nun. Joshua's original name was Hoshea, a word which meant salvation. Moses changed the name to Joshua, that is to say, God is salvation. Note that the Hebrew name Joshua carries the same meaning as the Greek name Jesus. Joshua served as one of the 12 men whom Moses sent to spy out the land of Canaan. When the men returned, Joshua asserted that, quote, "If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey," unquote. Nevertheless, the Israelites chose to believe the 10 spies who returned with a discouraging report about the land's inhabitants. As a result, God sentenced the Jewish people to spend 40 years in the wilderness, 40 years before he would allow them to enter into the land of promise. Joshua, even though he was obedient to the Lord, Joshua shared in that sentence. Joshua seemed to have little actual authority while the Israelites remained in the wilderness. That situation changed, though, when Moses commissioned Joshua to be his successor. In Deuteronomy chapter 3, God had instructed Moses to, quote, "charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see," unquote. Moses complied with God's directive, telling Joshua, in God's name, telling Joshua to, quote, "be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee." When the book of Joshua opened, its protagonist faced a difficult situation. How could he hope to replace Moses, who had been a judge of the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness? For 40 years, Moses guided the Israelites through the wilderness. Now, though, Moses had died, and the yoke of leadership fell on Joshua's shoulders. In the first chapter of the book of Joshua, God assured him, quote, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee," unquote. On three separate occasions in that first chapter of Joshua, God exhorted the protagonist to, quote, "be strong and of a good courage," unquote. God tested Joshua's faith in the fifth chapter of that book. The city of Jericho, the Israelites' initial battlefield, the city of Jericho had large walls and a substantial army behind those barriers. As Joshua stood outside of the city, we read that, quote, "he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him, with his sword drawn in his hand," unquote. The Jewish leader asked that figure whose side he was taking. Joshua heard these words in response, quote, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come," unquote. Joshua fell to his knees and worshipped, understanding that God stood before him. Only then did God give Joshua a plan for conquering Jericho. Toward the end of his life, Joshua challenged his Jewish contemporaries to serve God. As the author of Joshua 24 remarked, quote, "Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.